Mishneh Yomis for Friday, the first day of Menachem Av, Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Masechet Trumos, Perek Asiri, Mishneh Tes. In the times of the Mishneh, they knew how to distinguish between kosher grasshoppers and non-kosher grasshoppers. And in fact, they would eat them, it would be common to eat them, pickled in salt. Our Mishneh is going to talk about what happens if there are the two varieties, kosher and non-kosher, were pickled with each other. Chagovim tumeim shenich b'shuim chagovim tairim. If you have tray for grasshoppers that were pickled together with kosher grasshoppers, leipostlos tzirom, they will not render or disqualify the juice, the sauce. And that means that the juice coming out of the tray for grasshoppers will not prohibit the mixture, because it's not dam, it's not blood, it's only lachluchas, it's only moisture. But the juice of treifa, grasshoppers on its own, would be awesome. That's the Tanakama. Hey, Rabbi Tzodak, however, testified before the great Beis Din, the Beis Nagodol in Yavne, in the name of his teachers, Al tzir chagovim tumeim shutar. He said that not only if they're mixed with the kosher of grasshoppers is the juice going to be tahar, but even if it was the juice of the treifa grasshoppers on their own, that would also be tahar, and not forbidden. The Rishalmi learns it doesn't mean tahar for eating, but it means tahar that it will not be machshir foods lechabal tuma. Now, normally we know there are seven liquids which are machshir that render our food susceptible to tuma. Right, there is dew, water, wine, oil, honey, blood, and milk, and honey, bee's honey. Rabbi Tzodik says, and testify according to Shalmi, that the juice of these treifa chagovim on their own is not considered a mashke, not considered liquid, will not be machshir lekabel tuma. Halach, however, is like the testimony of Rabbi Tzodik, like the second opinion, Rabbi Tzodik. And not only that it's not machshir, but the Rambam paskens indeed that it's even mutar b'achila, even to be eaten. Mishneh Yud. We go back to the laws of Truma, and we're dealing here with vegetables of Truma being pickled with vegetables of Chulin. Says the Mishneh, Kol hanich boshim zeim zeh, all vegetables of Truma that have been pickled together with vegetables of Chulin, mutar. The vegetables of chulin are mutter, they may be eaten, the truma will not make them asur. Ela ima chassis, unless they've been pickled, the chulin has been pickled with chassis. Chassis is vegetables of the leek family or the onion family, such as onions, garlic, etc. These things are strong, quite sharp. Because they're pungent in flavor, they will give a taste to any other vegetable that's pickled with them. And for that reason, says the Mishneh, Chassis shel chulin, if you have one of these vegetables of chulin, garlic or onion, that's been im chassis shel truma, that's been pickled with the chassis of truma. Onions of chulin with onions of truma, for example, they will each one give taste to the other. Or a case of yorak shel chulin im chassis shel truma, vegetables of chulin which are not pungent, that were pickled or that were together with the some of these strong foods, onions or garlic of truma, then also it'll be prohibited. The whole pickled mix will be also for non-kohenim, because we say that the chassis being of truma would give a flavor to the chulin and make them asa. Aval bat, concludes the Mishneh, chassis shel chulinim yarek shel truma mutter. If you have this onion or garlic of chulin that's been pickled with the vegetables of truma, the chulin will be permitted. Why? Because here, the only thing that was sharp or pungent was the chulin, not the truma. So therefore, the chulin would give a truma, would give a taste, would inject a taste of its pungent flavor into the truma, but not vice versa. Because the truma, there was the yorok of truma will not be strong enough to give a taste to the chulin.